This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversy. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, there it is. Welcome to Hour 2, USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is on vacation. Those of you out there who are reaching out to me through emails or Facebook, thank you very much. Again, my name is Lee Elsie, L-E-E-E-L-C-I. That's three E's in a row, and then you add radio on the end. And then throw a at Gmail, and we're in business. You can send me an email anytime you like, and maybe we're talking about a topic that you dig or don't dig or like or don't like or want to comment on. A lot of times I get to an email and I read it on the air, and if I can, if it makes sense, and all that goes along with that. If you guys want to call in, you can do that, and we'll try to get to as many callers as we can. You know, hindsight is 20/20. But I promise you, I am not Monday morning quarterbacking when I talk about this. When the federal government went over the handlebars and imposed forced lockdowns and crippled the economy by shutting down all non-essential businesses, at that time, I was screaming, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Did it for weeks, then months. Now, it's understandable and commendable, actually, to protect the public. But this pandemic exposed the inadequacies of our healthcare system. Shined a light on them. Everyone from Fauci on down, they were simply throwing darts at a dartboard, hoping for a bullseye. And they missed. They missed! And this rushed vaccine, depending upon what side of the aisle the political aisle you sit on, is either a disaster or a savior. And I think most rational people would side towards it being a pseudo-disaster. We're finding out now, you know, later on, that this virus just wasn't as deadly as they wanted you to believe. Now, people died with it, but not the number that they tried to make you or tried to sell you that died from it. That's a big, big difference. They halted the economy. They caged the schools. They suffocated businesses. They strangled the rest of the normalities of life. You were gasping for air. Whatever was acceptable became unacceptable. And week after week after week went by. And the government tethered the hands of the American workers and wouldn't let them work. Unless, of course, you were working at Walmart or a big chain store, then you were an essential employee. Think about that. I know it seems like it was a million years ago, and you still hear stories about COVID, and we still hear stories about people dying, and we still hear stories about vaccines and vaccine injuries and all that goes along with that. So, you know, COVID is still with us. In fact, this building that I'm sitting in right now is infested with COVID over the last week or so. Right? We had a bunch of the other shows have to sit out again a week because I have it, and there's still rules here in Connecticut. But the American worker was held on the sidelines too long. And what happened? It destroyed the economy. It shut it down, just like anybody who had rational thought knew it was going to. You can't have a thriving economy when no one's working. And the jobs that were lost, the programs that were created to combat COVID-19, it ended up, well, it was a level of, let's say, apathy that grew from that. Like, unlike any other time, at least in my lifetime, that I can remember, people actually were becoming comfortable not working. And when I first started to notice this during that pandemic, it really knocked me for a loop, because there were people that I thought were really hard workers. I can remember this vividly, and I would have a conversation with them. One of them was a radio personality who had gotten fired and then was offered a job back and said, I'm not taking it back. Why should I get more staying home than going back to work? And this was somebody who never missed a day. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, so this must be going on steroids across the country. And it was. Pay people to stay home and not work. And a large chunk of the population will do just that. They'll stay home and not work. Now, I'm still trying to correlate and compartmentalize how certain aspects of all this came together in such a fevered pitch. Like, we were sold, man. We were hypnotized by this. The fear. And, you know, the fear was legit. Here's why the fear is legit. Now, I'm not knocking people for being afraid of COVID, because it was scary when it was first, you know, out. Remember, it first came out and you couldn't touch something somebody else touched. You didn't want to touch gasoline pumps. You didn't want to touch pieces, you know, loaves of bread on the shelf or gallons of milk. Everything was like that. And we didn't know if people were just going to drop dead. We didn't know. So people were scared. Rightfully so. I understand that. But I'll tell you, I think the government knew a lot sooner than they let us in on it, that the numbers of people that were dying because of COVID was a fraction of the fraction of the fraction that they were telling us that it was. And people should have been allowed to go back to work full out within a couple of weeks, a month at the most. Just back to work, 100%. If you want to stick masks on them, fine. I mean, that made you like a little, like a binky. I understand that. But urban and rural communities and, well, everywhere was just, in some cases, decimated. Couldn't come back. These small businesses couldn't come back. And low-income folks were even disadvantaged more, because those jobs, in some cases, are just gone. So, America, if America learned one thing from the pandemic, we need to have a better mechanism for dealing with the next wave. Because, look, monkeypox is out now, and Biden wants to make that a pandemic. Right? He wants to take control of that and scare the hell out of everybody because of monkeypox. And, you know, that's another layer of this. This won't be the last, probably won't be the last pandemic of your lifetime. I'm talking about COVID, not monkeypox. You'll probably run into a couple more. And I just hope that we've learned something. I just, you know, it all boils down to this in the end. It's another example, shining example, of the government not fulfilling their promise to us, not having the best interest, I think, of the public in a general sense at the end of the day at heart, and not really being equipped intellectually to deal with this. And they had everybody scared and you know, running for the sanitizers and running for this and running for that. And one story after another story after another story. And we just need to do a better job next time with the workforce, with how, you know, how and why we do this. Like, if you were to tell me that COVID was killing 3%, 4%, 5% of the population who got it, and because of COVID, not as an addition to having cancer or lupus or some other disease and having the next pandemic factor into that. I'm talking about dying because you get a disease. Yeah, now you're talking about a reason to shut down everything. But I don't know, you know, with another $6-7 trillion in debt because of it, whole landscape of everything has changed slightly. And I don't know if we've learned a lesson. We probably haven't learned a lesson in the end, to be honest with you. All right, it's 16 minutes after the hour, wherever you might be. Real quick, one other story that I wanted to talk about when I was talking about Brittany Griner, but here's something for those of you who have kids playing sports. A study found that playing sports as kids tends to make you a grittier adult. Grit is all about resolve and perseverance, according to a new study. Researchers polled thousands of Americans and asked them how to rate how gritty they think that they are. And again, it all kind of factored back to whether or not they were an athlete or at least played some kind of sport when they were younger. And the majority of the people who considered themselves gritty played a sport when they were young. I would agree with that. By the way, Alex Jones, I guess, had a very bad day in court today. He had to admit that the Sandy Hook massacre was 100% real. Really? Told you guys, I had an unbelievable conversation a few months after Sandy Hook with the first responders who were there, the first people on the scene, man. Changed me. Changed how I look at a lot of different things. Those guys, I felt so, that was so bad for them. All right, let me come back. We've got some people on hold. I promise you, we'll get to you. If you guys want to get in queue, 860-464-9490. And I'll put you up and put you on before we get to the bottom. One more break before we bring on Dick Moore. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Camp Lejeune just...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Again, my name is Lee L.C. Wayne. I'll be back on Monday. I got you again tomorrow night, the big Friday program. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll sit down and chat with best-selling author Dick Morris. A little later on, we'll check in with our pal Colonel Rob Simmons to talk. And again, I've had, or I tried to get on some folks to talk about China and Taiwan, but this guy lived in both places. He's an expert in all areas of China and Taiwan. We'll get him on at the top of the hour. Let's go to Jim, who's calling in from Connecticut. Jim, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Lee, and you are too.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to bring up, you prompted my memory of our conversation 2 years ago about COVID, and it's still pertinent today, so I want to bring that up.
But sure.
First of all, I got a comment about Brittany Griner. I mean, you got to live in the real world. And we're spoiled in this country. We have no idea about it. So like you say, you live in another country.
Right.
Ever since I forgot my buck knife in my suitcase right after 9/11 and the cop pulled me over and asked me why I was carrying a weapon in my suitcase, right after I make sure I got my good underwear, get rid of all contraband. You just clean out everything, any possibility
right.
when you travel.
Right. 100%. 100%. You've got to know where you're going. Right, and what you're about to do, and you've got to.
Well, and who you are too. Yeah. When you think you're somebody special, me, they'll let me go or whatever. No, they won't.
No, no. In fact, if you're special, you may be more likely to be targeted. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, anyways, back in either February or March of 2020, when you and I talked about this, I tried to give you some background about what was going on, and the one thing that people weren't aware of back in those days was that the year before, in 2018, we had a very serious flu epidemic. And of course, there was nothing said about it in the news and stuff like that. 80,000 people died of the flu in 2018. That's astounding. Mm-hmm. On a normal winter time, that was a very potent flu and it killed a lot of people. But the one thing that people got really the misunderstanding, because we had the data. We knew, plus you know I work in research, we knew what those numbers were and we were given misinformation. the first line was, well, we're just going to flatten the curve because we don't want to get overwhelmed in the hospitals and the ventilators and all that kind of stuff. So let's just kind of stabilize everything by keeping everybody at home. Okay? Well, and then we're going to make sure that we keep everybody away from grandma, and we're going to inoculate the kid. Whoa, hold on a minute. The data shows that only the people in, like, the 60s and 70s that have other ailments are the people who are dying. So what are we concentrating on now? Are we concentrating on the number of cases or the people that are exposed to a very serious event? And if you remember, there was always a new record coming out. New record this week, another 2,000 cases were, and there's 10,000 cases in the United States, there's 100,000 cases, on and on and on. Well, in that year of 2018, when 80,000 people died, you know how many cases there were of that flu?
I don't.
45 million.
Really?
45 million yeah. cases. Potentially, that could be how many cases come in. Maybe when the numbers are all in, that's what it will be for COVID. So the alarm over those cases was them controlling us, trying to keep us home, keeping our kids away from our grandparents. And as you and I discussed at that time, what we should have been doing, and by the way, Charles Atlas is like the expert on this right now, what you do is you protect the people that are at risk.
Sure. Yep, agreed.
And I told you, my aunt, who was in a nursing home, was 97 years old. I'd go to see her. Every once in a while, there would be a note on the door that says, no visitors, flu. Okay?
Yep.
Everybody's fine. Nobody's getting exposed to it. The same people that go in there every day. And so, in other words, they had the numbers that told them they didn't have to do, like you said, to destroy the economy.
Yep.
And yet that's what they did.
Yeah, I think I got a special seat for COVID because I ran the gamut. My father got it early.
I know your dad.
Well, no, and you know, he was sick, but not dying sick, but they stuck him in quarantine on the other side of the state. I don't know if, you know, maybe I did. I know I told that story, but maybe you remember
it.
Maybe
I remember it.
But I mean, it felt so bad for the guy. Here he is, and they kept him for 3 weeks. In a room by himself with no visitors, no nothing. And, you know, he's an 86-year-old guy who's scared to death, but no one can see him, other end of the state. I mean, they didn't know what they were doing, Jim. That's the bottom line. They were rolling the dice.
And Fauci's only paid $400,000 to know what he's supposed to be.
By the way, that number that you gave us, 0.00177% fatality rate for that flu. And I bet you when this is all said and done, COVID will be less than one.
And that's more than a normal flu year.
All right, kid, I got to go. Music is playing. Thank you, pal, and have a good night. Appreciate you listening. All right, so here's the deal. Dick Morris will join us next. We'll see how long we can chat with him. He's got a brand new book out. He is a best-selling author, and clearly he was in Trump camp from day one. So if you like Trump, pretty sure you're going to like our next conversation. Stick around, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor more than 2 years ago after she was fatally shot in her home during a botched police raid. The officers face charges including civil rights offenses, charges of excess force, conspiracy, and obstruction.
We cannot fully imagine the grief felt by Breonna Taylor's loved ones and all of those affected by the events of March 13, 2020. Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicting there will be 14 to 20 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back, man. I tell you, I'm very excited about this. And this gentleman really doesn't need an introduction. It would take me all day to do it. Best-selling author. You've heard the name. You know the voice. His name is Dick Morris. He's joining us right now. He's got a brand new book out. We'll get to that in a second. But, Mr. Morris, how are you?
Good. Well, I'm fine. I'm here to promote my new book that's called The Return, Trump's Dramatic Comeback Bid in 24. Trump is running. Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. Trump will be the 47th as well as the 45th president of the United States. And my book explains how and why. It's kind of the sequel to a book I wrote in 2016 entitled Armageddon, How Trump Can Defeat Hillary.
And that we don't know about?
Yeah, I do. I was secretly one of the key people in the Trump campaign in 2020. I spoke to him almost every day, secretly, because we both have baggage and we decided not to amalgamate them. But we talked at length and we discussed strategy for 24. And he's encouraged me to publish something that lays out the way we'll approach the election and why we're going to win. The key point is that Trump is the only candidate who can use four words that assure his victory. I did it already. So when he complains about gas prices and inflation and crime and immigration, the Democrats come back and say, well, come on, these are inevitable trends, borders are obsolete, global inflation, global energy prices, nothing you can do about it. Trump comes back and says, BS, I've been president and I did it already. When I was there, we had $2 gas, no immigration, no illegal immigration. We had no inflation, and we had dramatically less crime. So I did it once, and I'll do it again. And the ability to say that, I think, is pivotal to Trump and to any political candidate, and he's the only one that can say that.
I want to ask you, because one of the things that's in your book is about draining the swamp and getting it,
right,
again, finishing the swamp creatures that live in Washington. My one complaint, my biggest complaint about Trump and his first go around, because I'm similar to I think most Americans out there who are fans of Trump in the fact that I believe 100% in America first, right? And I think national, you know, being a nationalist is not a dirty word. So I am on board with all of that. But, you know, the first go around, he promised me he was going to drain the swamp, and he didn't. So why didn't that happen?
Well, I think that a big part, first of all, give him credit for what he did do. He forced the swamp to break every rule in the book to produce the COVID vaccine in unbelievably rapid time. His ability to do that, I think, is the greatest achievement by an administration since the Manhattan Project to develop the bomb to end World War II. And nobody else but Trump could have knocked heads together the way he did to make sure that stuff was developed. And he's reversed the whole trend of the EPA that now Biden's trying to get back. And he sealed the border and stopped illegal immigration. He did all this stuff that certainly is swamp draining. But he began the process in a different way, I think, after his term ended. He began to realize the truth of what Bill Clinton once told me. He said, being president is like running a cemetery. I have thousands of people under me, but nobody listens to me. And he went to the VA, and he saw the intractable nature of that issue, that problem. And he passed a bill that suspended the civil service system for the VA. He said, you can get rid of any employee you want. There's no longer protections in the civil service law that will apply to the VA. And that has done wonders in that bureaucracy. And now he's proposing to do that for the entire federal government, which is basically to reverse the trend that began in 1882, oddly enough, when Grover Cleveland got elected and then defeated and elected again, of replacing presidential appointment with civil service. And back then, there was a whole problem of corruption and patronage and all of that. But now that's not the problem. The problem is unions and intractable bureaucrats. And you need to beat them, and I think Trump has the perfect approach to doing it. The idea of eliminating civil service is fundamental to how Trump can go about draining the swamp, and we talk about that in The Return.
The book is The Return, and Dick Morris is our very special guest, and we appreciate him carving out some time from his very busy schedule. If you're just tuning in, he dropped a bombshell on us right off the bat, saying he is 100% sure that Trump is not only going to run in 2024, he's going to win in 2024, and that is essentially what the book is about. All right, what's the time frame on this? What are we looking at? Is it something?
Well, I think they'll announce as soon as his accountant lets him.
Okay.
he's got to make sure that the money he spends on these rallies doesn't come right out of his campaign city.
Right.
And I think that's a technical issue, but he'll resolve it. I think that he showed yesterday in the primaries around the country how incredibly potent he is. In Michigan and in Arizona, two swing states, two of the five states that cost him the election last time, he got the Republican Party to turn on a dime and to nominate candidates he supports. Susan Dixon, the governor of Michigan, and Kerry Lake and Masters for governor and senator in Arizona. And I think that when push comes to shove, nobody is going to challenge him in the primary. They might try and they might get a few votes and drop out after the early primaries. I think he probably will get this nomination by acclamation.
There is no question that there is a chunk of people who would run towards a machine gun turret if Trump told them to. I mean, there are passionate people who love him and really think he has been amazing for the country. But there's also a chunk of that, even the Republican Party, who was a little nervous about this. Do you think that it fractures the party a little bit if he decides to run?
No, I think fractures it if somebody else decides to run. I think that he, it's like he's the incumbent president, and anybody who runs against him is splitting the party. Just like when Ted Kennedy challenged Jimmy Carter in 1980, he split the Democratic Party and opened the door for Reagan to win, thank goodness, but now it's reversed. And I believe that there are people who say, I like Trump's policies, but I don't like his personality or his temperament. And I say to them that you can't pocket his achievements without crediting his personality and temperament. He wouldn't be nice at your cocktail party. He wouldn't be your best friend. But he gets it done. And the swamp is so intractable and so horrible that clearly it takes somebody like that to do that. It takes a Donald Trump to clean the swamp gas to navigate it.
Did he get screwed? Did we all get screwed in 2020? Was this thing stolen in your mind?
Yeah, we did. But I want to go forward.
Yeah.
In 2024, my book explains that there will be no election fraud. None. This problem is going to be over because Trump and the Republicans have brought a lawsuit that the Supreme Court is going to hear in the fall term. And four judges have already granted cert, which means they've signed off on it and said that they'll hear the case. And we'll probably pick them up plus one or two votes along the way and win 6-3 or 5-4. The case is called Moore versus Harper. And it's probably destined to become one of the most important cases in American history. It says that the state legislatures, nobody else, is in charge of drawing district lines and setting rules for voting. Because Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution says the times, places, and manner of holding elections for Congress and Senate shall be determined by the state legislatures. Now, over time, that's come to mean the states and the governors and the states and everybody is in on the act, state courts. But now these strict constructionists are saying, wait a minute, doesn't say state. It says state legislature. And they cite the history of the framers being concerned about authoritarian governments in the different states. And they saw the legislatures as the best hope of preserving democracy should that happen. So if that case is upheld, and I think it will be, because we already have four votes. It will mean that in, like, North Carolina, which is where the case comes from, the legislature has passed a really good law to stop voter fraud, just like the one that was signed and is law in Arizona, Florida, and Georgia. But the governor, who's a Democrat, vetoed the bill, as he did in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And in those states, when we win this case, the governor will have no say in the electoral changes, no veto, veto-proof bill that bans drop boxes, that requires signatures, verification, that requires photo ID to register and to vote. It also requires to define the voting rolls, dead people or people that have moved away, all kinds of stuff to address each aspect of the fraud that constitutes the 2020 election. And that is one problem that I believe will be solved. I have a TV show every weekend called Democracy on Newsmax, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. And last weekend I had Rudy Giuliani on. And I said, Mr. Mayor, if the carpet, if the Morby carpet case goes our way, do you believe that will solve the election fraud? And he said, absolutely.
All right, Dick Morris is our guest, best-selling author. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a little bit more from him. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidate.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our special guest is Dick Morris, best-selling author. And before we took the break, we started to talk about voting and the sanctity of the vote. And I want to ask you about just the regular average folk out there. Their biggest fear is that their vote doesn't count, Dick. That's the, you know, that's the bottom line, because we could take the, if you take that away from America, we don't have America anymore.
Yeah. You're right. Hey, let me talk a little bit about my home state, Connecticut.
Yeah, let's talk about Connecticut, because I wanted to ask you, you know, on a weekly basis, I have the three candidates, Republican candidates, who come on my show. I can't get Dick Blumenthal to come on if I, you know, I guess if I set up a camera in here, he might come running. But, you know, the three candidates who are running, Peter Lamage, Lior Levy, and Themis Claridis, your thoughts on those three, if you don't mind.
Well, there's a real candidate on the ballot in Tuesday's primary who's not on the ballot. The name doesn't appear, but the name is Donald Trump. And the media is, and what's going on now is that Trump is trying to purge the Republican Party of its rhinos, its fellow travelers, its liberals, and get them all on board with America First, MAGA, and the whole Trump agenda. It's the most dramatic cleansing of the party in American history. The only parallel to it was the 1937 FDR day when he tried to pack the court. And he lost, and he challenged his own party in primary fights and lost most of them. But Trump is winning almost all of these contests. And in Connecticut, you have two main candidates, Claridis and Levy. And Claridis is a no-Trumper, and Levy is a pro-Trumper. Claridis says that Trump is unnecessary baggage for the Republican Party. She talks about his conduct on January 6th. Levy makes clear that he did nothing wrong that day and did everything right. And you have one candidate who is solidly pro-Trump and the other one who is solidly anti-Trump. And if you're for Donald Trump, like I am, you should vote for Lior Levy, like I'm going to do on Tuesday. I live here in Reading, Connecticut.
Well, it's interesting. Themis has been involved in politics for over 20 years, and Levy the newcomer, so you're going new.
Yeah. Right, and also bear in mind that I did a poll last weekend, and it showed, first of all, Doug Blumenthal can absolutely be defeated.
Mm.
He's vulnerable as hell. we ask people in the polls, do you think we should re-elect Blumenthal, or do you think it's time to give someone else a shot? And 41 said re-elect him, 48 said replace him. And both Levy and Clarice are behind Trump, behind Blumenthal right now by the same amount, 11 points. But the argument that Clarice can do better because she's not tied to Trump is just wrong. But the fact that they're behind now is simply they're not well known, and they will be after the election. I always say that when you have a candidate who is under 50% of the vote and Blumenthal is at 45, the undecided voters are really saying we're going to vote against him. We just don't know who the opponent is yet. It's like if I tell you you're going to be, are you going to be married to the same woman next year? And you say, I'm undecided. Where does that say about your marriage?
It's funny. Dick Morris is our guest, and he's got a new book out. You've got to go pick it up. You got to go check it out. It's called The Return. Hey, before we run out of time, if you don't mind me changing gears just for a second, because I want to ask you something. I'm not a holy roller, necessarily, and, you know, every once in a while we'll talk about life and God and, you know, just throw it out there as a different change of pace topic and all the universe and the size and the vastness and all the things that we don't understand. But you just had a bout with cancer, and you beat it. And did it change your outlook on life?
Well, outlook on life changed in 1997 when I converted to Christianity and was baptized in wake of my scandal. Cancer had the effect that I decided that God had spared me to do whatever I can to help re-elect Donald Trump. That this is truly a mission, and it doesn't mean that I'm right. It doesn't mean that I'm omnipotent. It doesn't mean that God speaks only to me. But what I try to do is to look at the events of my life and try to see if they suggest to me God's purpose, and that's how I responded to it. I've since had a trial. My wife of 47 years, who I adore, got a stroke a year and a half ago, and is incapacitated, and that's very draining. This book is the first one I've written without her.
Right.
It's kind of like, I say, it's kind of like one hand clapping.
Oh,
on a more humorous level.
No, I'm sorry.
Steve Ducey asked me on Fox and Friends, what's it like writing with your wife? And I said, well, Steve, a lot of people think that, you know, I do the writing and she does the research, but that's not how it works. She writes half, and I write half, and we each research our own half. And he says, does she ever say, honey, I love you, but this isn't much good? And I say, well, Steve, she skips the first part.
That's good. Dick Morris, thank you, sir. I appreciate the time today. Where can folks get The Return? Where do they go?
Anyway, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a few of those anachronisms called bookstores.
All right, Dick Morris, I appreciate it. Have a great day, Dick. We'll talk to you very soon. Good luck with the book. All right, we've got to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.